by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Mystery seed packages arriving in Alaska mailboxes coming up on this week's edition of Garden Talk. What's happening and what you should do if you get those seeds. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Before we get into the mystery seeds, there are a couple things that we should probably touch upon. Are the woolly bear caterpillars, are they back again?
Yes, this past week I have seen the first few on growing on new growth, one over at one customer's property on his apple trees, on the tips, the new growth. And these are little guys. They're only a quarter of an inch long so far, but of course they will grow. And then in my own garden, I actually spotted them on some parsley plants. So folks, keep a lookout. They will be increasing. You know, there was a huge crop last year. And as they emerge, they will be chewing. Last year, again, I saw them on cherry trees, apple trees, alders, raspberries, blackberries, and lots of other different plants. So again, you know, go out and if you see them, feel free to squish them and squash them, but also be cautious because those little hairs can be very irritating and particularly discourage your kids from handling them.
Is that the only pest that we have in the Juneau area right now?
Oh, of course not. I mean, we can gloss over the slugs, which are everywhere, but the root maggots have gotten multiple reports on those and essentially should pull up the plants, cabbage family crops, which are infested. You can eat the top parts of the plants or cut off those top parts of the plants without the roots to compost, but the roots themselves and even a handful of soil around each plant would also be good to bag it and send it off to the dump, or if you can otherwise seal it up, kill off, burn it, all of that would be good.
Now to the mystery seed packages or packets that have been arriving in mailboxes. You've been doing a little research on that. Can you tell us what's going on here?
The little bit I've seen, I have not received any yet, but I've heard that the packets are just sent out supposedly randomly to folks, and I've seen pictures of them online. Some of them look like, they might have been actually orange or lemon seeds, which I've tried to grow in the past. And I've also read that there's other squash, some kind of squash relatives, and possibly herb seeds too, that are coming from China or elsewhere. Of course, folks aren't ordering these, and we're not sure what they are. The concern is that they may be some invasive plant. They may be carrying some sort of disease or pestilence disease that might be spread if we plant them and grow if they grow well and the way they go into the environment, basically. So we want to be cautious about this stuff. And we don't know, again, that they haven't been inspected and truly approved for import into the U.S., because there's rules for that too. Some things are not allowed because of crop seed protection is the main reason.
So it sounds like you're not recommending that these be planted if you get these in your mailbox.
No, I mean, as a gardener, sure, I'm an experimental. I'm trying new stuff all the time, and I might be tempted to say, if I don't recognize them, what they are, stick with known varieties, known, you know, we order from reputable, hopefully, seed companies and been doing this for years. So that's a safer bet for planting new and potentially exotic varieties.
Now, I just got done talking with Dave Shady, who's the head of the State Division of Agriculture, about this, and he has some suggestions for Alaskans if they get these seed packages. He says they're getting reports from all over the state. Here's what he says.
Call us. Tell us what you have. We'll tell you how to get it to us. We'll collect the information of what you think happened. You know, was it unsolicited? Was it the wrong product? When did you get it? What does it say? You know, if you have the original packaging, we'd love to get that. Please do not even open the bag.
And that means don't open the little plastic baggie, the clear plastic baggie that the seeds are in. And what he says what they're going to do is they're compiling all this stuff and they're sending it off to the USDA for inspection. The phone number for the Division of Agriculture's main office in Palmer is 745-7200.
Let's plant some good seeds of good crops like lettuce and spinach, kale and mustard greens right now to grow into the fall. Surely they will love this cool, moist weather we are having. So let's stick with that stuff for now.
Okay, Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, man.
To the music from the land.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donable.biz.